My name is Space Rogue. A lot of you know me as the editor of the Hacker News Network and a member of Loft Heavy Industries. I also administer the WACMAC archives, one of the first Macintosh hacking sites on the internet. Today I'm going to introduce the next speaker, but I wanted to give a little background and a little bit of history on what's been happening in the Macintosh scene, as it were. A lot of people seem to think that the Macintosh is unhackable. I've read this numerous times. There's a recent article by Adam Pettenberg that quoted somebody. They said, oh, you want a hack-proof machine? Get a Mac. Well, it's not true. It never has been. I believe 91, 92, when the loft first started, I started a Macintosh cracking archive, hacking archive, that would keep little programs, little tools, Mac versions of crack for Unix password cracking and other various tools, AOL for free, which was big back then, some of the Addies crackers for Macintosh. And I just put them up on the FTP site, and everybody laughed at me when I did it, and the other loft members, you know, Mudge was like, nobody wants that stuff. And we put it up, and it was immediately a big hit. My little 20 meg FTP archive was like taken over by people just downloading stuff, and it was really amazing. So I was really surprised at how well it took off. Eventually, the WACMAC archives moved onto the web from a straight FTP server. It was originally running on a Mac SE. And we moved it onto the web. I webified the entire site, put links up. The archives kept growing and growing. We released WACMAC Archive CD Volume 1, which is now sold out, has been for a while, and there will not be a Volume 2. A very, very popular site. I was very surprised at how many other people out there were working with Macintoshes and doing that sort of thing. So it's a really popular type topic. It's unusual because you don't hear about it very often. You hear more about the NT, the Windows, Unix. Nobody ever talks about macOS. So WACMAC was going strong, was doing well, lots of hits, lots of people looking at it, downloading stuff, uploading stuff. The WACT released a CD, 1,000 copies, sold out. But my interest started to go elsewhere, and WACT has sort of fallen by the wayside as I've taken over Hacker News and some other duties. And unfortunately, WACT hasn't been updated in a long time, and a lot of people have sent me mail saying, hey, when are you going to update WACT? When are you going to put new files up? When are you going to do this? When are you going to do that? Fix the broken links, et cetera, et cetera. So, I mean, I get a lot of mail on that. And I just, unfortunately, I don't have time. When WACT started, it was the only resource to get Macintosh utilities. And so I felt it was sort of a duty to put it up. But lately, recently, last year or two, we've had some other people who have sort of taken over the lead, as it were, for Macintosh hacking. And that's who's here today. The Freaky's Macintosh Archives and SecureMac.com is now probably the premier Macintosh hacking sites to get your information and your tools. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to officially declare the WACMAC archives in mothballs. It's not going to go down. I'm not going to take the site down. I'm not going to remove any of the software that's up there, but I will officially mothball it so that people won't expect it to be updated. And I'm going to link to Freaky here, of Freaky's Macintosh archives, and basically pass the symbolic baton from my archive over to his, so that we can now have an official site or resource where you can get your Macintosh information. So without further ado, I will introduce to you Freaky from Freaky's Macintosh Archives.
All right. I don't know how many of you people actually own Macs or how many people just... All right. I'm going to go over some different stuff here. Macintosh security, what macOS offers in security, the programs out there, and the people who make the security programs. So, all right, stuff. The security software out there for the Mac, it's pretty simple. It's stupid. People put out the software out there, don't put any time into it. They actually just do it for the money. Yeah, there we go. There's few companies out there that actually have worked with me and Freaks Macintosh Archives, SecureMac.com, to improve their software. Freaks Mac Archives puts out the cracks for all different things. One of the software out there made by Power On Software is called OnGuard. Right now they are, in my opinion, one of the best software companies out there for the Mac because they actually care about it. Most of the other software companies out there just kind of say, I don't care, your site's nothing. So when NoGuard was released, it kind of just removes the wonderful little encryption that it uses. And a couple days later, they fix that and made it stronger. And this isn't my computer. All right. Magic Key is a AppleTalk brute force cracker. It's made by someone named, yeah, it's made by System Cowboy. He's worked with me in creating some of the software out there. He's one of the people that keeps Freaks Mac Archives running because people check back daily to the site because they want to know what's out there. What this program does is it brute force attacks the AppleTalk password file for the server, which we're not running on here. And it spits out the passwords. Pretty nifty stuff. All right, other software out there, like AtEase. Who out there actually uses AtEase still? Nobody?
Yeah,
all right. AtEase is the simplest program out there to actually bypass. There's 100 different ways. System 7.6 is going to have a kind of beast, or 7.7.8.7 is going to have a beefed up version of AtEase that supports encryption and other nifty stuff like that, so they're going to try to bring it back. Different ways to bypass AtEase: startup disk, spacebar, shift key, file replacement, turn it off. And who out there uses Foolproof? One person? All right. Foolproof is kind of fun. School districts like to use it, K-12 environments, and some spiffy agencies out there who didn't want to be named. But they use it for their security environment, and most everybody has come to realize that it's not secure. And the ways to get past it, there's programs out there that'll decrypt the password. There's, again, the startup disk, spacebar, shift key, file replacement. And it's hot in here. All right. For remote security, like, your Mac is pretty secure remotely unless you actually put something on it that makes it insecure, like a server. A program out there made by Power On Software, Screen to Screen. It's like Timbuktu or PC Anywhere. somebody named Prozac made a crack for it. It'll let you log on as administrator from any computer. Power On Software doesn't know about it yet, but it'll be out there. And the school districts really use it a lot to watch people. Another one out there was made by a guy named Weedo, Remote Admin Extension. Has anybody ever used that? A couple. All right, that's a cool program. His new version has Keystroke Logger. What it basically is, it's like Back Orifice. What you guys know, it's a little extension that sits on the computer and lets somebody log in remotely, take control of the computer, do file sharing, all that other stuff. He kind of retired doing that, but I'm sure his source code will be out there. I mean, he could have used a better programming language, but it's kind of cool. For web servers, the one that comes bundled with OSA is the MS Personal Web Server. That's cool. There was a denial of service attack for that. It was fixed pretty quick. Another problem I noticed with it is when I tried to remove it, I left one of the extensions on and my computer wouldn't start up ever again. So it's a good server. Oh yeah, Y2K problems for the Mac? There aren't going to be any. So all you Windows people, everybody else who has problems, get a Mac. Alright, I started in I started in the Mac community because Weasel's site was turning down, and well, I wanted to do the best site out there, so I put up the site. SecureMac.com is a Macintosh security site that covers it in the nice way, so school districts and teachers and parents won't get pissed off if their kids are looking at Freaks Mac archives. And let me see if I have that locally. Maybe. Mouse. Oh yeah, I was supposed to have a tower computer down here, but it never got down here for some reason. So thank you, and thanks for the guy who let me use this computer. All right, NoGuard, what this program does, it's for Power On Software's OnGuard. It has the emergency code when you log in. When you have OnGuard on your computer, you'll see the login screen. If you type in emergency, it'll come up with the code. You're supposed to call Power On Software and tell them, and they'll give you a recovery password. This program does that without you calling them, so anybody could get administrator password again. That was cool. All right, for other Macintosh security programs, there's like Empower Pro that's more for, it's used in more professional businesses. It's pretty cool software. It's rather secure compared to the other ones. And I can't use the mouse. All right, some other things I like to talk about are alternative OSs for the Macintosh. These make the Mac environment more or less secure. Rather less secure because you're dealing with multiple platforms and each one has their own security problems. OS X has its own problems. You're dealing in both BSD environment and Mac OS environment. As far as server, it's really cool. It works really well, but you have twice the security to deal with. And there's lots of denial of service attacks against it already, which will be on Freaks Macintosh archives in the morning. Is there what? There's one exploit for OS X right now. It's just a CGI buffer overflow, which makes the computer go wacko and it dies. But there's going to be more out in the morning. There's going to be a remote kind of exploit to get root. That'll be out. Say that again? Yeah, that'll be out in the morning or the day after that, whenever I wake up. Other software out for the Mac that I suggest you use if you want to get more into the security part of it, ResEdit, which is a resource editor, which is good for changing stuff. If you have that on a floppy, it'll save your life sometimes. MacBugs, good for the people out there who like to crack the software. I don't know who would do that, but it's out there. MacPaint, because it's the best little art program out there, and Resourcer. As far as the remote admin extension, Wido has gotten a girlfriend, so he's kind of turned over the project and realized that real basic sucks for a programming language. So that's going to be rewritten by somebody named... More information will be on the webpage tomorrow. A nifty little program that's going to be out, it's going to be called Fink. It's made by a guy named Jindal. He's helped me out a lot. There's many of exploits and denial of service attacks. Everything's ported for Unix, for Windows. This guy is making a program that'll change the Unix source code and allow it as a plugin, and you'll be able to do all of that fun, nifty attacks, root, all that stuff from your Mac. So you just drop it in a folder. A little bit of tweaking will need to be done, but he's all up for just doing it. He's pretty cool. For all you people who like to look at source code, you could take a look at that. It's made by Prozac. It's a pretty cool program. It cracks Authenticate, which is a Macintosh security program. Another one of those programs that were made to make money. Okay. As far as keystroke loggers detection, there really isn't any internet detection intrusion software for the Macintosh. There's schools, everybody has problems with keystrokes, key loggers. You can't tell when they're installed. You can make it so it's not noticeable. Program will be released on that to actually remove and show the log files for it. If you have like Invisible Oasis on your computer, you make it invisible, you change the extension name to some system sounding name. You could like log everybody's strokes forever. Are there any questions and stuff? Hotline servers are kind of secure. They actually update it once in a while. Hotline communications is nifty. Check out Caracho. They're Caracho is a file transfer program like Hotline and chat, everything. It is good. It supports multiple servers. People use it to download shareware and other programs like that and to meet people. Hotline, there has been some insecurities with it, making links to people's hard disks so you could actually download anything from their disk, upload a file, whatever, .lnk. And you'd have access to that. As far as denial of service attacks, there have been a few for it, mostly just sending login requests and server would crash. And I have a program somewhere. There's a program on my website, which isn't here, but it deals with hotline security. It has a good document on it and how the actual protocol works for it. It's good to look up at. Anybody else? Yep.
What's your opinion on
The Apple Network Assistant. Yeah, I haven't used it for back orifice type stuff. All right. All right. We'll have people take a look at that since it's cool. Anybody else? How secure is Mac DNS? I'm not quite sure about that. I haven't really dealt with Mac DNS. There's been a lot of good reviews for it as far as software, but those don't matter. There is a poisoning attack for most DNS servers. Is there one for Mac? What is it? Cool. Anybody else? My address is freaky.staticusers.net. Freaky, F-R-E-A-K-Y, .staticusers.net. Or www.securemac.com. Your choice. Anybody else? All right. Would anybody like to know about any other security products that they may use in their office, work, home? All right.
What other programs offer SSH? I know BetterTelnet, of course, not a beta, but the SSH never came out. The only thing I've ever seen was F-Secure trial.
F-Secure does. There was a new version of BetterTelnet SSH that came out about a week or so ago. So they've been working on that. Hasn't been very complete or successful yet. Excuse me? For the Mac? Cool. FD Telnet? Nifty Telnet, all right. Yeah, I've used that. Nobody could use it in the U.S. Don't do it. Anybody else? Any suggestions of what I should talk about more? Besides what? Throwing out a window? Fun malicious things you could do to a Mac. Well, it depends on how smart the user is who uses it. There's extensions out there that'll just screw with their minds. Malicious things, put keystroke loggers on it, put remote admin extension on it, good program. You could really screw with people's minds. If they're over a network, you could, like, send up messages and other things like that. There's a extension control panel out there that'll make your Mac look like Windows. I do know of something called Go Mac. It'll give you a little start bar. As far as a full display, I'm not sure of that. Go Mac sucks? Wake up. Died. Come back. All right. So don't use Go Mac. Suggestion of that guy over there. No, I'll restart. Any other questions? Any software? X server for Mac, a good one. There's one you don't have to pay for. Go to Hotline, look for a shareware version. And I think it really crashed. Hold on. These things rock. Yes, there is. When the Macs read the disk, there are viruses out there. There haven't been any new viruses out there for the longest time. So any cheap program like Disinfectant, which has been discontinued for about a year, it will catch it, though. And you can execute them, mess with the B-tree on it, just little fun, annoying stuff like that. And more Mac virus stuff. All right, I need some technical support here. Yeah. All right, we're going to reboot into Linux. A alternative OS, maybe. I'm trying to find the power key on this little sucker.
Power key, this guy right there.
Yeah? Power key. No go. I tried it. There. Power! Oh, that was the enter key I was holding down with it. Within a week, I was told by some member of some group that it would be open, the source code, so that'll be out within a week from some of our programmers. There is a program out there currently, Mac Back Orifice. It doesn't support really anything, but it'll still let you connect, so you could be cool and own Windows boxes. Any other questions? Yep, you in the corner. All right, give me disk. Sure, of course. Password protection program, as far as startup or file security, OnGuard, it works pretty well, even though it's easily hackable.
Make yourself a copy.
Cool.
I know nothing about whether this thing can even read the file system.
I'm going to port stuff. Cool.
Do not export.
Huh?
Do not export. This has encryption.
Oh, yeah. We won't export outside of the U.S. either.
Cool.
So go to Hotline. Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is a pretty cool computer. I'm taking it home with me. Yeah. Any questions? Private file. I haven't actually checked on that, but I did email the author of most of the encryption programs out there, and I remember getting a not-so-technical response back, a generic, hey, it's secure. So if you trust him. Any other questions? Guy in the hat? What's up? All right. Now that we're back up again, KeyKiller is a program for keys off. All it does is go to the pref file and cracks it, and it turns keys off. It's for extension 1.3. And, of course, the company of the software company hasn't made a crack for it, a fix for the crack yet. You have any questions, sir? Anything else?
What about have any experience with cracks for Norton Disk Lock?
They're for Norton Disk Lock, I'd have to think. I don't know any offhand, but if it is, it'll be on the site, freaky.staticusers.net, when I wake up. So what other software programs do people use out there in their home and office? War dialers. Okay, as far as war dialers, a guy named Simon says, is he in the crowd? You want to come up here? He was actually going to demonstrate Seek and Destroy 4.
Okay, I have 3 discs for special people out there. Seek and Destroy 4, it's a new war dialer for the Mac platform. All the way in the back. In the front. And off over there. Yeah. Let's see. It'll be up on his site when he wakes up. Also, if you want to get it, if any of you know of Happle Communications, they'll probably have it. Ebola, run by Vaccine. I don't know if he's in the crowd. Oh, okay, good. Happle's dead. Thank God. You can get an Ebola or on Caracho. I run a Caracho server called...
Happle's dead.
Yeah, Happle's dead, jackass. Sorry. You can get it on Acid, which is acid.msec.net, I believe. Okay, I'll see if this is actually the disk that has it. Does this have a flop? Or no, it doesn't. Okay, well, since we don't have a computer here to use it, I'll just talk a little bit about it and what it's going to be leading up to. It's new. It is actually works. It has an easier interface. I don't know. Let's see where to go. I'm trying to remember because I'd have to look at it. Its future release is actually going to support multiple modems. It's not like a super duper like any change from any war dialer that's out there now, except that it's kind of like the predecessor, or it's going to be the predecessor of it's the Lightman project that this guy named Quest is working on. The Lightman project is actually going to be he went out to make the best war dialer for the Macintosh and add features that other systems have that us poor Mac OS souls don't have. And a war dialer. It's going to support area code databases. Let's see, it's going to have, so you can stick in like a WAV file or, you know, like a simple send or whatever, and saying like, oh, I'm sorry, wrong number. So when you call it, it'll just play that if it doesn't get a carrier. Probably going to, you know, fax recognition. It's going to have a blacklist so you can type in like local numbers of where, you know, don't dial 911, don't dial like, police department or, you know, your local federal investigation places. Yeah. also, it's going to have a terminal, which is going to show you the everything that's being sent to the modem. So if there are any kind of problems, you'll be able to kind of figure it out and take a look at. Easier readouts. It's not just going to be a whole bunch of, like, garbled text with, like, empty boxes in there and, you know, wondering what the hell's going on. Trying to think what else it supports. I don't know. Any questions so far about it? Or right now it's in beta 3. It's private, so you can't get it, and you won't get it until it's public beta. No, that's you can distribute those because yeah, that's for that. Any questions at all? I don't know what else to say. No. Rock on. Maybe I'll stick in the CD drive. No. Okay. That's about it for that. So if there are no questions, I will start making beatbox noises into the microphone in 3 seconds. Yeah! Two, one. Thank you very much. Support your local freakers and
yo. You mentioned it can play a WAV file on not getting carried. Is that supported for all modems?
Right now, I don't have any kind of beta that has that feature supported yet. He's working on it. That's not on Seek and Destroy. Seek and Destroy 4, by the way, is based on Seek and Destroy 3 by Boris. Boris at Dylan dot something dot UK dot whatever. It's on the little about screen. Basically what Quest did, he checked out the source and he basically rewrote all of it and he just called it Seek and Destroy 4 because it was based on the other guy's code. And yeah, that's about it. So, more beatbox noises, or would you like me to sit down now? Thank you.
Any other questions? Yep. I have no clue what you just said. Oh, yes, there's lots of those. They're on freaky.staticusers.net. And they work very well. They're old. Not like DTMF has changed at all. So now we're in the progress of porting stuff over. BO2K. Bad. Anyway, while this is going, I'd like to thank you all for coming. I'm kind of out of stuff to say.
Port scanners.
AG Group has put out one, PC, Mac, whatever. It works very well. There's Logic made one. Again, all this stuff is on my site, and you could search for it, and you'll find it all. Freaky.staticusers.net. Anybody else? Can you sniff? Yeah. Yeah, Etherpeak, their demo has expired even when you download it from their site, so go to Hotline and look for it. Yeah. I guess I'm done here.
Those of you that missed it the first time.
Hell yeah.
Putting a Windows box to use here.
Any other questions? You don't get one. Getting kind of personal, aren't you?
Are you above or below the average?
Above it? All right. Thank you all for coming. Goodbye.